This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Pro-Palestinian protesters are ending their encampment at Columbia University. Police in riot gear have cleared an academic building on campus that had been occupied since last night. As NPR's Brian Mann reports, officers have also arrested dozens of protesters.
The demonstrators who've gathered in enormous numbers outside Columbia University say they're outraged by what the NYPD and Columbia University officials have done in using this enormous police presence with the riot gear to clear away the crowd. There have been a lot of people detained. A lot of these students are still staying here. They're still chanting, but clearly an enormous force of NYPD pushing them back and taking control of this campus again.
NPR's Brian Mann in New York. Other encampments remain in place on campuses across the U.S. and at American University of Beirut. Meanwhile, officials at Brown University in Rhode Island say they've made a deal with student protesters to vote on their demand to divest from companies doing business with Israel. A bipartisan group of mayors traveled to Capitol Hill today to call on the government to make it easier for veterans to access housing vouchers. As NPR's Laura Walmsley reports, the mayors say homelessness is their top issue, even in smaller cities far from the coasts.
Nearly 50 mayors spent the last 2 days pressing lawmakers on housing issues, particularly those affecting veterans. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said that those who've defended our country should never be left to sleep outside. But under current rules, VA benefits can make veterans ineligible to receive housing vouchers designed specifically for them.
Many cities around our country, we actually have vacant units and unused vouchers for veterans because of technicality of including their income.
The most recent government count found more than 35,000 homeless veterans in the U.S. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks tumbled today as investors turned cautious ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrials fell more than 550 points to end a largely miserable month. NPR's Raphael Nam has more.
It ended up being a bad day in a bad month. All three major stock indexes posted their worst month of the year. The reason? Inflation. Recent economic reports are indicating inflation is running hotter than expected. Just today, new data showed employers paying more in wages in the last quarter than at the end of last year. Bigger wages are great for workers, not so good for inflation. The Fed is expected to leave interest rates on hold on Wednesday, and it's unlikely to cut rates until it feels more comfortable about inflation. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. This is NPR. The New York judge who's overseeing Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial has fined the former president $9,000 for contempt. Trump is being punished for repeatedly violating the judge's gag order. He's charged with falsifying business records in order to hide hush money payments made ahead of the 2016 election, charges that Trump denies. Nominations for the 77th Annual Tony Awards were announced today. As Jeff London reports from New York, some familiar actors are up for Broadway's highest honors.
Succession's Jeremy Strong, who stars in An Enemy of the People, was nominated for Best Actor in a Play. Film star Eddie Redmayne was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical for the revival of Cabaret.
Welcome.
Hollywood star Jessica Lange was nominated for her lead role in Mother Play, along with Jim Parsons as her son. Rachel McAdams was nominated for the title role in Mary Jane, and Sarah Paulson was nominated for Appropriate. Daniel Radcliffe is up for his first Tony Award for Merrily We Roll Along. The Tonys will be presented on June 16th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The government is reclassifying cannabis as a less dangerous controlled substance. The change would recognize marijuana's potential medical benefits and could trigger studies. The reclassification will be published after the Drug Enforcement Agency approves an opinion by the federal health officials. But an administrative law judge will have the final say and could hold hearings before that rule is approved. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.